When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, everyone, to the debut edition of the Rider Happy Hour. My name is Peter Klein. Thank you very much for tuning in today. This is going to be a weekly podcast. Normally, they'll probably come out on Thursdays. But this week, it's been extra busy around the Couch Potato Diary Sports Podcast Network. So we're bringing it out on Friday with the Riders taking on the Edmonton Elks coming up here on Saturday. So each week we're going to run through the game that happened last week, obviously with Saskatchewan here in week one. That's not necessarily a thing. We're not going to do preseason stuff here. And then we'll get ready for the week ahead. That is what we are going to be looking at here. My name is Peter Klein. For those of you who are just tuning in for the first time, I have been a radio host out in Calgary for over a decade now, doing my own thing, still popping in on the radio every now and then. But I figured Couch Potato Diary is the podcast that I started, but there are some teams that I focus on more than others, and why not do a weekly episode on them? So, for Rider fans, the podcast is going to be in the Couch Potato Diary podcast feed, wherever you get your pods, and on YouTube, it'll live as a video on Couch Potato Diary. It also has its own playlist that will be a kind of catch-all for all Rider content on here. So, that is what we are doing with this one. Follow me on social media, at Primetime Klein on Twitter and Instagram. So it is a new pod for a new look Saskatchewan Rough Rider team as Corey Mace has come in. And look, I have said on Couch Potato Diary, this is a coach that I am excited about as the potential man in charge of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. I think that he provides a lot with this group. I think that one of the things he is going to do is set a tone. And really kind of build an identity that this team has been lacking for a long time, that this has not been a banner decade for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And I do think sometimes it can be overdone, because I think in football, a lot of time, you need the identity of being a hard-nosed football team. That's what we need. That's how we're going to win. And then you go out, and the hard-nosed sometimes can be a synonym for bad. But I don't think that's going to be the case here. Corey Mace is a very good coordinator and was a very good positions coach everywhere he went. He has earned this opportunity with Saskatchewan. And I think he also understands the passion of Rider fans. He wasn't a player with the Riders, but he had a rivalry with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders throughout his playing days and as a coach as well. So he gets the expectations and the demands that are going to be on him and the expectations that Rider fans have for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And I have talked before about how there is some empathy setting in and how that this is not necessarily the same, Riders that we've had for years and years and years. I think that the team has kind of lost a bit of the fan base. I think Mace can get that back. I think he is going to come in and really set a tone. And like I said, set an identity. And I do think it is going to be that hard-nosed style, but just with quality players. You look at what they did in the offseason. They tried some stuff on the defense. Jameer Thurman, though, is, I think, going to be an absolute catalyst. But on the offensive side, they bring in a all-star right tackle in Hardrick. They bring in an all-star running back in Ouellette. This is going to be a team that is going to want to pound the rock, and they are going to want to really put some pressure on. And so I think that there is absolutely a world where this is a Riders team that galvanizes Saskatchewan in a way that fans, I think, have been waiting for a while. And I am fascinated to see now what this all looks like for Saskatchewan moving forward. Because I think this is a fan base that is ready for this team to be good again. And there's, for me anyway, there's a bit of excitement to see what this can all be. But there is going to be a bit of a learning curve with Corey Mace. But I do think that what he is building is something really strong out in Saskatchewan. And for this year, a lot of it rides on the quarterback, as Trevor Harris is back. If you listened to Couch Potato Diary last year, I wasn't the biggest fan of Trevor Harris necessarily. I kind of thought, okay, well, you have a lot of other issues that you need to figure out. But he can just be a steady force that'll just, you can see what else you got with Trevor Harris. He's not going to screw it up for you. I underestimated a lot of what he could do There was, God, this is going to sound so cliche, but there was a desire to win that you just went until you see it, you don't necessarily expect. But there was a competitive nature for him. There was like the execution was great. His ability to read the field was phenomenal as well. And then he goes down with an injury and the replacements just were not good enough. And we'll see this year if Shea can be the backup that this team needs him to be, but hopefully that doesn't necessarily happen. And when you look at the Riders, if Trevor Harris does not go down with that injury, this is a playoff team. You look at how abysmal Calgary was last season and how they were able to get in. Trevor Harris leads this team to the postseason if Trevor Harris is healthy. I don't think there's a question about that. Edmonton is definitely better. Calgary isn't, in my opinion. But I do think that Trevor Harris being healthy is a huge boost for this Riders team. I expect him to get back to that level to start the season that he was at to start a year ago. A couple of things I'm interested in on the offense. I'm interested to see how they work in AJ Ouellette here. He is a bit of a throwback to an age of what I talked about before, hard-nosed football. The sport has turned much more arid out now, and the Riders, I think, have a receiving core that can help them do that, and a quarterback, as we just discussed, that can get them there. But I think that Ouellette is going to be someone who, I kind of talked about this with him and Oliveira in the Best Players episode that we did for the CFL preview. Ouellette is one of those guys that you can hand the ball to him on first down, and all of a sudden, you only need 2 or 3 yards on second down because he was a bowling ball. He can be someone who can make life a little bit easier on Trevor Harris and on the play callers for the Saskatchewan Roughriders. And so I'm interested to see how they utilize him coming up Saturday against the Edmonton Elks, a team that I don't really know what to expect from them defensively, or offensively, quite frankly, with MBT being out for a little bit. But Ouellette, I think, is someone who can really be a factor as a power running back and make life a little bit easier for Trevor Harris and this team. So I'm interested to see how they work him out in that in the offense here in week one. On the defense, there are a lot of changes, and I'm really interested to see, and I think the biggest key for Saskatchewan, and we'll get to this in a minute too in our X Factor segment, but I think the real key for Saskatchewan is someone stepping up on that pass rush. Micah Johnson is back. Can he keep going at the level that he has been at in the past? I would respectfully suggest no. I think he is going to need some help. Will there be that help on the defensive line? And what impact does Jameer Thurman have? I do some stuff for 3-Down Nation, which admittedly I probably should have led with when talking about credentials at the start of this thing. But he was my pick for defensive player of the year, A, because I'm a wild homer. But B, I think that this is an extremely talented defensive player. I think this is going to be a defense that gets a lot of focus in Saskatchewan with Corey Mace running things. And so I think those two are going to mesh really, really well. And so I think Thurman being kind of the lead guy on that defense is going to have, I'm not going to say a breakout year because everyone in the CFL knows how good Jameer Thurman is, but I think this is someone who is going to step up and get that pressure. And for MBT, who is not the most mobile of quarterbacks, what kind of pressure can Jameer Thurman do on there, and how can he work in the middle of the field as well? So it's a big new addition for Saskatchewan. We'll see how it goes. And then the secondary getting a bit of a new look as well. I don't know what to expect from McLeod Bethel-Thompson in this first one. You know Eugene Lewis is going to be there, and he's going to be great. I would be significantly more concerned from a Rider standpoint if it was Trey Ford out there. The Thurman segment would have been a little longer. But I do think that they are at least a threat that you need to worry about in this passing game out in Edmonton. And then what, if any, impact does Sales have after getting cut by the Lions? They're probably expecting him to fill the hole that was left behind by Jalen Edwards-Cooper, who was let go after dealing with a shoulder injury. But now, what do the Riders get out of Sales and the rest of this secondary? I don't think this is the week we really find out about it. I do think Saskatchewan wins this game. I pick Riders to take it 27-16. So like I said, every week we're going to look back at the week that was and look ahead to the week that is coming up. But we don't have a week that was, as this is week one in the CFL and preseason. If you listen to my Blue Jay stuff the other day, you know, I have officially given up on preseason anything. So
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today, we're going to look at the X factors for the season here. And I think the biggest one is Trevor Harris's health. I know, just genre-bending stuff. What's the X factor for the season? Oh, it's the quarterback. But Trevor Harris going down with an injury was, I think, the single thing that cost this team a playoff spot a season ago. And they have now missed the playoffs a couple years in a row. They haven't really been a factor in a really long time. They need Trevor Harris to step up and be that guy out here in Saskatchewan if they are going to do anything this season. If he is not healthy, we can have all the debates we want about who the backup quarterback is. If Trevor Harris isn't healthy for an extended stretch this season, it ain't going to matter who the quarterback is. This team isn't going anywhere. In terms of actual players, I think Sean Bain is one of the real X factors for this team this year. You look at, like, Keenan Schaefer-Baker is what he is, like a solid receiver. Emelis, I think there's some upward mobility in what he can be as a receiver in this league. But Bain, I think, could be the one to take this receiving core over the top. Like, this is a good receiving core in Saskatchewan. It gets to very good or great if Bain is out there making big plays for Trevor Harris and company this year. And that, along with Ouellette as a weapon in the run game, that takes this offense into one where you really have to worry about what's happening in Saskatchewan now. And teams have to really game plan and really focus on this Saskatchewan Rough Riders passing attack. If Bain can get to that point, then this Rider team, not only the offense, but I think the team in general, takes that next step. And on the defensive side, it isn't a specific player. It is just a hope. Someone on the D-line needs to step up. Micah Johnson is still solid. He can't be the best player on the defensive line this year. He just simply cannot be. If you want to make any noise and get up there in the Winnipeg, BC territory, A, you probably need them to fall off a little bit, if we're being candid. But B, you need someone defensively to step up and provide that pass rush here in the Canadian Football League. When you look at, like, there are mobile quarterbacks, obviously Vernon Adams, Zach Caleros certainly can be a weapon with his legs as well, but, and maybe potentially Trey Ford at some point this season, but you have MBT and you have Meyer, who these guys are going to be able to put some pressure on in the East here. So we'll see if there is a pass rusher that Saskatchewan can get to kind of elevate things a little bit. But I just look at this team defensively, and it just feels like they're a guy away. They tried to get that guy in Jalen Edwards-Cooper this season, and the shoulder injuries kind of hold him back. So it feels like they are one more big playmaker away on the defensive side of the football from this being a bit more of a complete defense. So the defensive side is certainly the part of this team that I'm worried about the most. In terms of overall season predictions, I have them finishing third in the West, but there is absolutely a best case scenario where this team wins the Grey Cup. Like, I wouldn't put the odds super high, but I think one of the range of outcomes for Saskatchewan this season is this team is a Grey Cup champion. I think you look at, like, how does that happen? Ouellette ends up being a beast. Emelis steps up into, like, a legitimate number one in this league receiver role. Bain probably steps up as, like, oh, wow, this turns into all of a sudden the best receiving core in the league. And someone on the defense steps up, whether it is someone on the defensive line or someone in that secondary. But someone steps up into being an all-star that they didn't expect there before. And then you also part of this is Winnipeg falls back down you a little bit just based on aging out, and BC, who actually lost quite a bit this offseason, the losses that they took are just too much to sustain, and they end up falling back to the pack. So it will take a lot for this team to get to a spot where they're making any noise in the postseason, but I think there is absolutely a world where that happens. But overall, I think Saskatchewan probably finishes 10-8 and finishes third in the West Division. So that is going to do it for the show today. Thank you guys so much. Let me know what you like. Let me know what you didn't like. Leave it in the comments below if you're watching on YouTube. And if you're listening, you can leave a review on Couch Potato Diary. Follow me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. I'm at PrimetimeKlein, twitch.tv/PrimetimePK. Thank you guys so, so much for tuning in. And I will talk to all of you later. I am out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.